Perhaps you're familiar with those singing sisters from Minneapolis who tore up the floorboards in the 1940s.
Honey, won't you take me out to the ball game?
Nope, not the Andrews sisters, the Kim Lu sisters.
They became the first Asian American act to star in Broadway musical revues, and they were known as the Chinese Andrews sisters.
That's Leslie Lee, who's making a film about the Kim Lu sisters. She knows the subject well. They were her mother and her aunts.
When I was a child, my mother would start tap dancing when she was waxing the kitchen floor. And they would break into song in four-part harmony during Easter when they were basting the Easter ham.
The Kimmies, as they came to be called, wore their jet black bangs blunt, danced in beaded gowns, and sang with gusto. Their names were Alice, Maggie, Janae, and Patricia.
But she was called Bubbles by her sisters. Because when she was a baby, she blew saliva bubbles from her mouth. Which fit because she had a very, very bubbly personality.
The girls were the products of a Minnesota meet-cute story, circa 1915.
My grandmother had just been paid, and she had her paycheck in her hand. She was walking across one of the many bridges in Minneapolis, and my grandfather was coming over from the opposite end of the bridge. The wind took it out of her hand. It tumbled across the bridge, and who picked it up on the other side but the man who would be her husband, my grandfather.
The couple soon fell in love. Both had escaped political unrest in their home countries. Lena from Poland, her husband, Shergim Louis, from China. He was a paper son.
Which means that he came over from China with falsified documents because it was during the era of the Chinese Exclusion Act, which prevented Chinese laborers from entering the United States.
Lena was a dressmaker, a perfect skill for the soon-to-be stage mom. Her husband was a waiter at the Nankin Cafe.
My mother said it was the finest Chinese restaurant in Minneapolis.
The Nankin is where the family act got its start.
There was a goldfish pond in the middle of the restaurant, and they would use the goldfish pond as their stage setting, and they would sing and they would dance for the patrons of the Nankin Cafe.
In time, the act went from kiddie revues to vaudeville, Broadway, and then, during the war, overseas with the USO. Between gigs, the Kimmies were typical Minnesotans.
They'd go to Powderhorn Park to skate. They just had to make sure they didn't fall and hurt themselves because they had to appear on stage and dance, and they couldn't have skinned knees and broken bones.
Leslie is still working on her documentary. I asked her how strongly the Kimmies identified with their Chinese heritage.
There were a lot of Chinese who did the usual acts of acrobatics, juggling, but they, as my Auntie Bubble said in the film, they were the old Chinese, we were the new, and we didn't do the Chinese type of act. We sang jazz, American jazz.
Four, it's one, two, three, strikes you out at the old ball game.
Yet the sisters suffered several acts of discrimination, one of them on a train.
The Kim Lu sisters were performing in Canada, and when they reached the border coming back to the United States, the conductor said, "Get these Chinese women off the train." And the three Kimmies, my mother had already married and had left the act by then, thought to themselves, "Well, wait a minute, you know, we're American citizens. What are you saying?"
The train left them at the station. In the film, though, the women look back on their career with anything but bitterness.
Their goal was that we are going to succeed on the stage. That's what Mom wants us to do. We've seen that people like our act. We can't let this racism stop us from succeeding.
The band broke up after the war, and the sisters dispersed. Leslie hopes her documentary pays homage to these women.
You know, at first I thought maybe it's only interesting for me because it's my family. But people kept on saying, this is a really important story, not only a Chinese-American story. This is a very important story because it's an American story.
For KFAI, I'm Diane Richard.